I apologize for this. Somebody was from KRTF in here. There's a triple accident knocked over a traffic light. But the Torah does fall naked Ali Shore. A week later, it just passed by again. The car's still there, traffic light's still down. That's a different topic. Not connected to Ali Shore. We started to speak the last few weeks in Das Atzmenu about the survey that Ali Shore is taking us on a tour, on a survey of the koichos that operate inside of us, which combine in very, very complex tzirufim into what we do, what we think, what we say, machshava, dibur, ma'aseh. And Ali Shor taught us that until we unravel the koichos that operate inside a person, until you work it out, until you come to some sort of what he calls shlemos or shalom or menuchas hanefesh, it's not possible for a person to create inside of him a place where he can absorb Torah mitzvahs and be'ikr, like we said in El, to be b'simchos machbocha b'yal du'secha. That's the goal. So we spoke about in Perek Rishon over here in Shaar Shlishi about the guf and the neshama. The guf is a very powerful force, but it's blind. Blind force. Shunadika force. It drives people. Somebody told me, I had a conversation with somebody, told me that the Mashgiach, Rabbi Yamin HaTzadik, was in deal. And one of the local Balavatim asked him who he was voting for. He understood that who the two choices were. And he said that, forget about who he's voting for, he wants to tell him Moridika Maisa. He's in the spoil. He says he sees in the news that every morning, there's a 78-year-old man, old man, who really should be going for physiotherapy every day to checking, to walk, to talk. Old man gets out of bed every morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, gets on his plane and goes to Wisconsin and to Florida and to Philadelphia and to Naha Philadelphia and Vita Philadelphia. And the blacks, the whites, the Puerto Ricans, the Jews, the Hasidim, he tells everybody one thing and he tells the other one the opposite. Every morning, for years and years and years, and spends $1 billion. Old man, relax, sit back, take it easy. He said he was a spoffer, he got his rag. He says to get up in the morning for shachar. You know how hard it is? And here you have this old guy, for years and years and years, is running around like a young cat. What is that, by the way? That's the blind goof. Why? Why? Because I want. I will. Kacha. The guy is a person. Yeah. So they say they want to fix the world, but it's not. It's a blind drive, and this blind drive that the Gemara speaks about, this blind watchman, the goof, is awesomely powerful. You can build the world. You can destroy the world. You can get out of bed and go to sleep and run around. Run around for years and years and years. It's a huge engine, but it's blind. It has no purpose, has no tachlis. It's a blind instinct and a blind force. For one person, it's covet. For the other one, it's power. For the third one, it's ritzicha. For the fourth one, it's control. And even afsiyoid. Blind. We were thinking blind forces. There's a president of Russia who killed 1 million soldiers over the last few years. 1 million soldiers, Russian soldiers died. For what, by the way? To capture Uman? For what? What's hot there for them? Ukraine? It's like, somebody go to war for basic soil? And it's in. What are we talking about over here? 1 million soldiers? How are you talking? Hadlidovu? I'm obviously small. Every day I see Abdal. As I drive for what sacrifices? 1 million soldiers, 1 million people's children, 1 million people's husbands. For what? They say in the news that they keep bombing the electric facilities of Ukraine, as if there's electricity there. All the pictures I see for Rabbi Shaila, they're awesome buggies. Maybe it's just what is that? You know what that is? It's a blind. It's instinct. Ani, finished. I want to be in charge. Why? Interview him, say, what's up? Is that a vision over here? Epis MS? Epis Tikkun Olam? Epis Gilu Kvoidei is Barach in the world? Epis Yimeisa Mashiach? Garnished. Blind force, that's the goof. Why am I bringing these Mishalim, by the way? Because we all have those drives inside of us. We don't have the Echetimses. If we would, I'm not convinced we would look much better. Because some people behave in the Dira, like the President of the United States, elect. Some people behave in the Dira is like the President of Russia, not elected. But don't start up with him. You know the guys in the Dira? He knows which ones are the Russian President, which ones are the United States President? And then there's the other ones. Blind forces. What would they do if they had the power of Pliny or Almoini? I don't want to say their names in the base medrash and a Makom Kaddish. Just give them a chance. You'll see. Blind forces. That's blind. That's the goof. The goof is blind with blind forces. Huge, but no blind. No vision. No tachlis. No end game. Megate. That's the goof. The neshama. Ooh. The neshama is Rabbi Yamin Atzadik. That's, what are you getting up for? What are you doing? Why am I getting up? Where am I going? What's my goal? What value does it have what I said? What value does it have what I thought? Is it MS? Is it checker? Abba the Neshama has no power. That's why we have such a hard time getting up in the morning, by the way. That's the answer to the Kasha. The Neshama, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, is a chigger. It's lame, handicapped, paraplegic, in a wheelchair. The Neshama wants to get up in the morning. Let's get up for Shachris this morning on time and come to Seder on time. You don't have wheels. You don't have feet. You have to get the goof to cooperate. Oh, yeah, that struggled. The Neshama says, let's get up. And the goof says, what do you mean? You know what the goof says? I want to go to Tzvas for Shabbos because the war's over. Yeah? Coming up the stairs the last few days, all I hear is the word Tzvas. Tzvas. I thought maybe there was a missile there or something. Then I have no missile, ceasefire. Tzvas. Why is I'm going? Kacha. Negating Tzvas. That's the blind or the... So first of all, it's not the lame guy. Paraplegics end up in Yeshiva Shabbos. Those are the neshamas. But who goes? Who's going? Why are they going? Why are they going? Because there's a thing called Tzvas. And if there's a thing called Tzvas, and I'm a blind horse, so I'm going to Tzvas. By the way, anything should go Shuko. That's the discussion. I'm just saying why those going. I'm not discussing where they should go or shouldn't go. That's not the point. Tzvas is fast, that's the Hefza, and the Gavra is going as the Gavra. That's all the Seder. But the glue between them is blind. Is there anything bad in going? Who knows? What am I, a tour guide? That's not the topic here. We're not talking about Tzvas. We're talking about the force that, why I hear the whole week. I come up to elevators. I'm Tzvas. So there was a Shira, there was a Nubshad in Maimidam, Baba Kam over there. Hashem, nothing. The war's over. We're getting Tzvas. Maybe. Like I'm missing something. I'm missing anything? I listen well in the elevators, no? Some people even spoke on the stairs. You know, not all the people who climb the stairs are going to Tzvas. It's a separate crowd. It's more the elevator crowd. The island that waits for the elevator is going to Tzvas. Whoever walks up the stairs, they want to get to Seder quickly. They're not going to Tzvas. Akoponim, that's a different topic. So we have two forces. We have the force of the guf, which is blind. And we have the force of the neshama, which has no energy, no power, no abilities, but has vision, has a sense of emes, has a sense of purpose. Our entire lives are struggles between these forces. And by the way, the reason why I spoke about the news is not because it's important, it has no value at all. I spoke about the news because the news, said the Helik of Baal Shem Tov, is a mirror for us. When we see people who have forces that they use it for what they use it for, we have those forces inside of us. You can use it l'toiv, if you channel it in the right way. You can use it l'ra, mi'machriv olamos. You can boinu olamos, you can machriv on. It depends what you do with the forces. It depends who's driving the horse, who's at the steering wheel. That was of Perek Aleph. That was a very important chazara. Perek Beis spoke about the expression of where does the Neshama, with its vision, with its brilliance, meet up with its crippled kite. Where does it meet up with the blind gof? It meets it up in Midas. In Midas, the Midas themselves are blind drives, Kira Taiva and Kovit. And they meet up with the Seichel. Seichel says it's not Kedai, the Midah says I want it. Right there is the clash. So the practical clash between the blind guf and the visionary emes-seeking neshama is in the clash between Midas and Seichel. Das. That's what a person is. Seichel, Midas say, I want A, B, C, D. Seichel says, it's not Kedai. Kas is not Kedai. Gaiva is not true. Taiva is destructive. Those are all the voices of the Seichel. And the voices of the Midas say, but I want Gaiva. I want Taiva. I want Kas. Kacha. The Seichel has a response to all these things. That's where the meeting point of, and by the way, we Baruch Hashem, we struggle with these things. We have Kas. Seichel says that, like Dali Shore writes, the Kas is not going to get you the results you want, and it's not justified, and it's certainly not proportional like we spoke about last time. That's the struggle, but the Kas is a blind force. Seichel says, it's not Kedai, Gaiva. Gaiva is a force. A person lives in the Mienis of himself, who he is. The Seichel says, it's Pasha Sheker. Clash. That's where the Guf and the Neshama meet up with each other. In Perek Shlishi, Dali Shore goes much deeper, and he says as follows. He says over a famous Maimer of Rabbi Yochum, and the problem with this Rabbi Yochum, like many of these Rabbi Yochums, which are life-changing and critical, and you say this, Dick, they remain nothing more than a nice vort at the Shabbos table to say over. It's a nice vort, by the way. You can file it away for Parshas Vayechi. Not so far off. Rabbi Yochum said like this. He said a tifa vort. He said a life-changing vort, and Ali Shur took it out of the Shabbos table, and he brought it to the front of our lives. He says a yesoid, which is life-changing. He says like this. He brings the whole mimer here. Almud Kuf Mem Hei. I'm going to say it over my heart due to limitation of time. When Yankov Inu gave the brachas of the Shiftei Ka, I want to point out to you that the brachas of the Shiftei Ka was a major event in the history of Klai Yisrael. That's when he shafted Klai Yisrael, where Yankov Inu is giving over the legacy and the message. He's telling each one of the Shvatim what their avoid is. And he gave them a bracha. Zakhtar Pasuk, V'zayza Shadibra Lem Avim, V'yivarech Oysam, Ish Asher Kibruchosai Berech Oysam. Ain't the pasuk complicated, Kazoo? He has a pasuk. Vayivorich oisam, ish asher kibruchasay berech oisam. Zok Rashi, ish asher kibruchasay bracha asida lovei akol echad. He gave each one the bracha that they're going to get. Rashi was bothered. What does it mean, ish asher kibruchasay berech oisam? He gave them a bracha. Effective Rabbi Yochum, I'm saying over there, Rabbi Yochum, come out word for word. The brachas don't make sense. You come in to give brachas to your kids. If the Shiftei Ka, Yaakov Avinu is dying, is leaving over Klal Yisrael. So, why did he give each one a separate bracha? Reuven Azein, Shimon Azein, Levi Azein, Yisachar Azein. Call together the Kindalach and give them all a bracha. I don't know, what's a good Jewish bracha before you die? Gesund, Nachas, and Parnassa. That covers everything. Kids should work out. Nachas, Gesund, Statement Dach. Parnassa is the we'll leave it for last, even though it's the first. And the edict, we're done. What type of bracha is that? Is that a complicated bracha? You know how complicated Parshas Vayechi is? With all Shver Rashis? I say, so says the bracha, Amor Yerut HaKazach. The bracha is Esa Kasha. Freke Biruchim, Shtei Yosef HaTzadik, brought Ephraim and Menashe to get a bracha from Yankov Avinu. So, he gave, switched the hands. So, Yosef HaTzadik says, mixed up the kids. So Yankov Inu says, Rabbi Yochum says, Yadati bin Yadati, Ulam Achav HaKotan Godri Menu. But if I'm bigger, if Rabbi Yochum, I don't understand you. What type of answer is that if I'm bigger? So give the bracha to Menashe and he'll be bigger. That's the Kashi Rabbi Yochum says. What type of answer is that? He says, Tata, Menashe is grosser. So what did he answer? Achav HaKotan Yigdai Menu. So give him the bracha and he'll be bigger. So Rabbi Yochum, his pshat is, what Yankov Inu said is that a bracha doesn't create Esh Me'ayim. A bracha empowers the person to use their teva. That's all a bracha could do. Is Vastutman. What can I do? I'm going to give a bracha. I'm going to give Menashe's bracha. I'm going to give a Ephraim's bracha to Menashe. Menashe is not. And the bracha can't create something that you're not. The bracha, Zakar B'Yuchim, is La'yachol avarach l'chol echad ve'echad el'afi k'chaisa v'tivov. He says, I can't give Menashe Ephraim's bracha because Ephraim's bigger. Atkan the story over there. So Rucham brings a Raya Muchachas that the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, each one of them, was connected their teva, their kreches, their talents, and if I was bigger than us. So I have a kushya atzuma, a historical hakira. Menashe is standing there. I don't remember thought about this. I've been thinking about this since I'm a little boy. You have a fire Menashe, and they're standing by the Zayde Yankov Avinu, the last of the office. By the way, they knew everything was going on over here. And fire called Menashe comes and he puts the hand out. Yesus Alex says, "No, Menashe, he's in that here. He's the younger brother, is the Lamdin. Yeah, he's the Boki. He's the Balkishrin. Yikta is Bigrasa. Can you imagine?" And they sent Menashe to the B class. I don't know if they have in America still B classes. They have still such a thing. Much of the have that. When I was a bocha, they had B classes, and the Eilim never got out of them. Neitzach Nitzochim. Rabbi, so I have an interesting question. It's a get to all of us. So you're sitting in Yadira, and you have a conversation, and you have a Rebbe, and the Rebbe holds that your friend is better in learning than you. And he made it clear. So you say, no, it can't happen. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. Yaakov Avinu said, Yigdal. He's better. He's bigger. So what happened to Menashe? Where did he disappear to? What did he do with himself? Did he go off the derech? Did he have a breakdown? He said, you know, do you know what his scenery is? The Rebbe said that Shmerel's a bigger lamdan than me, and he said it in front of all of Klai Yisrael, for all the derech, every parashas vayechi, if you listen to Kizder. Menashe's B, Sug Beis. He's a good guy, yeah, but he's a So, I don't know, it's been bothering me since I'm a little boy. What happened to Menashe? How did Menashe deal with this trauma? How did he deal with it? So we have a Raya Muchachas, L'chayra, Yisimachal, Gefrayim, Menashe. It can't be that we bench all Yidin, the Klais, all their Kindlech every Friday night, and Menashe went off the derech. It doesn't make sense. Even as a prize, even if they want to encourage him. But it doesn't make sense. It's what happened to Menashe, Rabbi Yisai. Menashe understood, Rabbi Menashe knew the Rabbi Yochum. Menashe understood that Ephraim was Gresa. And there's no purpose in giving a bracha to Menashe that's not his bracha. Is such a thing possible in Bayom Hembas Manazet to do such a thing? The grace is Eda, Yaakov Avinu, giving brachas, we're talking about Shiftei Koh. And I say that you're type B. You didn't make the bar. What do you do? Is the Halakha obvious and the Shiftei Koh? And if I'm Menashe, they understood what Rabbi Yochum says, that everybody has their koichos, and it's not going to help. The Yaakov Avinu is going to give Menashe's Ephraim's bracha to Menashe, because it's not going to be Menashe, and it won't be Ephraim, it'll be nothing. And it's not going to help to evict. Menashe understood that that's my avoided, that's my shlemus. I believe it is Rishus to say, but that's why every little Shabbos, all Yiddish appear and say, Yisimchim Gefayim Menashe. Because the Minigan Klai Yisrael is to say, why is that the bracha? Yisimchim Gefayim Menashe. It's a bracha the Yaakov Avinu gave. Why don't we say the bracha of Reuven, Shimon, Levi? What's they got big brachas. Yehuda, Yosef. I'll tell you why. Because the bracha of the Yiddish elder and the Tata and Mama give little Shabbos to all the days of Klai Yisrael, and every child is a Ephraim and is Menashe's. Menashe's Gan's fine, by the way. Yisimchim Ephraim Menashe. He made it into little Shabbos. Critical part before the kids run off. They're still there around for the brachas. That means the Yisrael of Chinuch and the Yisrael of Klai Yisrael is that Mizok Yiddish kind that you should know that you have your Koichas and your Teva and Zokir B'Yeruchim Yifir Azois. Ish asher kir beruchosoi, zokir beruchim, berachosom. Each person got their bracha. What do you mean they got their bracha? I'll give you the bracha, and then you'll have a bracha. I said over last week, some of you heard it, so I apologize for repeating it, but most of you didn't. This zach we have in this week's parasha, Mamash Mefurash. Think about it. There's a Moedika zach, the Bali Musar Yesk, I saw the Sifsei Chaim, Chaim Friedland, that speaks about this. What was the time on Esav? If you look at Esav, how he was born from day one, he says three things in the beginning of the parasha. A, Vayisraetzu Abonim Bekirbo, that from the second that he was in his mother's beten imoy, he had a netiyah and a meshichat avodah zarah. The Maharal says in Gur Aryeh, it's min motzeh es minoy. That was his natural place. When he was born, he was at Moini Zokrashi Shefer Chedomim. Stating Navi that when Shmuel HaNavi, Medrash Daf and Art, when Shmuel HaNavi met up with David HaMelech, he said, Admoini is a Shefer Chedomim like Ezov. And Drittens, he was born, Rashi says, I'm saying just Rashi's. Besides all those other problems that he had. Rashi says he was born also, he was born a Fertig Azach, he was born complete, he was born, he looked like an adult. Targum Yonason has, he had all his teeth. Rashi says he had long hair already. He was Asui. Esav is Asui Shechata. He was born a Fertig Mensch. So you have to understand this child, he turned up in school the first day, wherever the cheder was back then, Esav. And besides the fact that he has an Etiyah towards Avodah Zarah, anything the Mora said, he said, no. It's like Beis Alilim. In addition to the fact, he's this big zhlob, all the little kids turn up, kachkalach, and he turns up B1A, fully developed. The Bali Musa speak out, what does that symbolize? You can't teach me anything, I already know it all. And Drittens, he's a shefer dumb. He killed somebody at recess. Okay, and he came out with a petek that please sign that Esavol misbehaved. So I have a kasha. And the Sif Sechaim, the Heilige, Ruchai Frida, the Esther Shaila, I'm going to tell you more with the Kazakh. What do they want from Esav? Has the card stacked against him? The chip stacked against him like this? He's born of the Zorah, Shefer Damim, and Abu Chutzif. Completely developed. Nobody's going to tell him anything. And by the way, he's right. You have a baby in an adult's body. Go talk to them. You ever bumped into some of those guys? It's gefelach. That's Esav, by the way. That's Esav. And noch dazu, he's an ishsad. He was a batman. Couldn't focus on anything. Couldn't sit. Which reminds us of more modern issues. What do they want from Esav? What's what from Esav? But wait, Esav or Russia? Esav the Nebuch. They should make a charity thing for him, raise money for him, go to Esav Yeshiva at risk. What was built for Esav? Esav or Russia, the only ad. And all he wanted was a little challenge because he didn't know what the Bukhari was. What's the big time on him? What's the time on Esav or Russia? Zakar Chaim Friedlander. Shteta Nari the Kazakh. He brings down from his Rebbe, the Michta Melior, Rebellia Dessler, the Chatzadri, the Kodesh of Rocha. That's the reason why Yitzhak Avinu loved Esav, because Yitzhak Avinu was Gevura, at the Gibor is Gevura, Morgan Avram is the first bracha, at the Gibor is Yitzhak. And he knew that Esav was a challenged child, and he wanted to give him the Midas of Gevura to fight his challenges. And Esav didn't take the Gevura of Yitzhak Avinu to fight his challenges. If Esav would have done what he was supposed to do, he would have been a partner with Yaakov Avinu in the Bria, Kiyadua. He was supposed to go to Leah. She was supposed to go to Rachel. But he didn't meet his challenges. He's called Esav HaRasha, yeah, Maisa. So everybody's feeling sorry for themselves because they're Menashe. Not everyone's Ephraim. Not everyone's Ephraim. Menashe made it into Lel Shabbos, and Esav didn't make it. Esav was also, Esav could have been something. By the way, if he couldn't have been anything, there's no tainus on him. What do they want from the poor guy? He's a Ratzeach. And a mechutzif, and a shtickle apikurus from the time he was born. Or at least he made believe he was. What's wrong with him? Terence doesn't know what I mean. Richtig, this is your teva. And David HaMelech had the teva of a ratzeach also. And state that he utilized it and channeled it in the right way. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mashiach Ben David. The same Shefer Domim. The Shmuel HaNavi said, this is Esav. This is Esav. I'm not going to be Moshech in the Mecham for Melech. He's a murderer. Ebrister said, no, you're not seeing good. He's the right type of Shefer Dom. He'll take the Koiches and he'll channel and make himself into... And Mashiach come from David HaMelech. Zokar B'Yeruchim, that if you don't know... Zokar B'Yeruchim, I didn't say the main thing he says. Zokar B'Yeruchim, Kol Adam V'Adam, Pej Kuf Mem Vav. Everybody has a dominant mida. Same way they have in DNA, this thing called a dominant gene, which I'm not sure what it is, but there is such a thing. A person has a dominant mida, that's your good mida. What could be a good mida? He brings a chart over here at the bottom. Some people are strong in Amuna. Some people are strong in Avas Chesed. Some people are strong in Savlonis. Some people are strong in Histapkus B'Mu'it. Some people are strong in Maimik. And connected there, every person has a bad midah. There are people who have a tremendous mid of kas. There are people who have other midas of sinna. There are people who have midas of kamtsonas. The people who have atzlos, taiva. Every person has it. If you don't figure out what your strong point is, those Yaakov Avinu did an incredible service for the Shiftei Kah before he died. He called in every one of them and said, this is your maila. The bracha is, you should utilize it. You should max out of it. That was the bracha. Ish asher ki bracha se berach ha'isam. The Ali Shor time is that until a person identifies this nekuda, that your tikkun in the world is to fix your teva, you're not going anywhere. So you have the guf, you have the neshama, you have the midas, you have the sechel, but then you have a custom tailored, in the same way every person has a different genetic makeup, every person has a different genetic chain, there's no person in the Bria that ever had the same DNA. That's only a physical expression of the fact that every person has a different ruchnius. What, you think that every person has different DNA, the part is about a ruchnius, everyone's the same? The same way every person has a different fingerprint, every person has different eyes, every person has a different DNA which affects them. There never was a Zabria. Is every person has a different avoid in ruchnius. By the way, the differentiation in the gashmius of the human being is nothing more than an articulation of the uniqueness of every person with their challenges. So one person has DNA which causes this, another guy has DNA which causes that, another guy has DNA which causes that, another guy, and there's a ruchnius DNA, avada there is, zelu umazeh. And a person has a ruchnius DNA which says, this is your thing that you need to be misakin, this is your avoida. I think that we'll all agree, we won't take a vote on it, we'll all agree that one of the biggest challenges of this avoida is that we live in a world called herd mentality, where everybody's looking at, first of all, everybody wants to be Ephraim. Nobody wants to be Menashe. That's all of it. Wants to be Ephraim. It wants to be Ephraim. When you find one day that you're Menashe, you don't want to take up the challenge. You want to be Ephraim. A and B, everybody wants to be everybody else. Many times I speak to Bachurim, Bachur comes in and says he's jealous of, we'll call it Ephraim. Okay? He wants to be like Ephraim. I said, it's funny, Ephraim was just here and he says he wants to be like you. And the truth is, both of you are wrong. Okay? I wouldn't want to be like him, I wouldn't want to be like you. Just be happy with yourself. And the lack of individualism, one of the things that the modern era has brought, has made the whole world into a huge cholent. With Prat knows that everybody, I'm saying a tifazach now, that everybody shares everything with everybody has caused the eradication of the prat and the yochid as an individual. We're all the same thing. We all talk about the same things. We all do the same things. We all copy each other. We all follow each other. And that's, I'll say something bombastic. Perhaps it's the biggest threat from technology today, that Ephraim, Menashe, Shmerel, Beryl, Reuven, Jimmy, Yisachar all became this huge cholent of everybody sharing everything about their life with everybody else, and everybody trying to be everyone else. And when you want to be like everybody, you're nobody.